It's time for our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and I'm joined by Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf, and we're going to answer five questions facing the Eagles going into the 2012 season. And Dave, the first question is for you. What's your biggest reason for optimism going into this season?
Well, I think it's a good football team. I think the roster has plenty of talent, veteran experience, and there's a hunger from last year. That 8-8 record doesn't sit well with this football team. I think the four wins at the end of last year carry some momentum into the season opener at Cleveland. I expect big, big things from this football team.
Quickly on both sides, I think on offense, you have the turnovers. I think they're going to regress from last season. There's just no way that they're going to be able to turn the ball over as many times as they did last year. And then on defense, a second year under Juan Castillo, a defensive line that led the league in sacks last year and is primed to get even better this season, I think it bodes well for both sides.
For our second question, Bo, we'll start with you. We saw the starting offense for all 12 plays in the preseason. Is there any concern that that might carry over into the start of the season?
Not for me, I don't think, because remember last year, the offensive line never played a snap together until week one of the regular season, and the starters didn't even play together until week four. So I'm not too concerned about, this is a group of mostly veterans. They know how to play the game. They've played together for the most part. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I'm actually a little concerned about that. And I'll be interested to see how the offensive scheme differs early in the game against the Cleveland Browns. If Michael Vick comes out, play action, throwing deep, I got to be honest with you, there's some concern there. They need to get Michael Vick into a rhythm, get the running game going early on.
Now, guys, the Eagles had a very exciting offseason in the draft, free agency, and trade market. A lot of new faces on this Eagles team, 9 new starters in 2012. Which new Eagle, Dave, are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, I think I join many Eagles fans when they say they want to see DeMeco Ryans at middle linebacker. A so-so preseason, he really didn't jump out at all. It's time for DeMeco to step up. He's already established himself as a leader in the locker room. Now it's time to make some plays on the football field.
With a nod to Brandon Boykin, who's going to be the new nickel corner, I'm most excited to see Michael Kendricks out there sticking at linebacker. I think there's a chance that Kendricks could be the very best linebacker on this team. He's been really impressive in the preseason, very fast, very physical, two things that Juan Castillo loves. I think Kendricks is going to have a big rookie season.
High praise there for the second round draft pick. Now going into this game against Cleveland, you have an offensive line that changed the starter left tackle during the preseason. You have a defensive line that led the NFL in sacks during the preseason. Which is more critical to the team's success, Bo, the O-line or the D-line?
Well, that's a tough question because I think the defense really begins with that defensive line. That's how they roll. But I think the offensive line is more important because they need to keep Michael Vick up and healthy. They need to keep him protected, and they need to make way for LeSean McCoy. So the offensive line, I think, is where it starts.
Yeah, I agree with Bo there, but I'll throw a little analysis here toward the defensive line. The wide nine is great and all the sacks, a lot of headlines, but you have to play the run as well. So it's an all-around effort needed by that D-line.
All right, guys, Cleveland Browns to start the season. 4-12 last season, rookie quarterback, rookie running back, rookie wide receiver. Any concern whatsoever that the Eagles might look past them this week, Dave?
I think there's a concern anytime you open the season with a road game. It's a tough assignment in Cleveland. That stadium's going to be rocking. The Browns have nothing to lose. They know that everybody out there expects the Eagles to win this game, so go out and play a great game. Plus, I think the Browns coaching staff, Dick Geron, very familiar with what the Eagles do offensively. I don't think the Eagles will overlook the Browns, but I think it's going to be a very tough game on Sunday.
I think you have to take every game seriously for sure, and I think that's one thing that the Eagles learned last season was that you can't afford to overlook anybody. They learned that they have to play and focus week by week, and I think they're going to do that, and I think it starts with a W.
Great analysis from Dave and Bo. Folks, that's why we call it our Cover 2 segment right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. More to come later on.